Georgie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Nick.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about what you mean? We're talking about invisible discrimination. We're talking about sort of maybe covert racism is another term we use. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So, look, we know that, no one wants to be labelled as a racist, but we do know from surveying a number of Australians around the country recently in the lead up to this relaunch of the Invisible Discriminator campaign, that one in four non-Indigenous Australians wouldn't know that they were discriminating against an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person unless it was pointed out to them. 7 out of 10 of the people that we surveyed believe that almost everyone has been a racist at some point in their lives. And what we're tackling through this Invisible Discriminator campaign is those less overt forms of racism. So it's the telling of the bad joke in the pub. It's the, choosing not to sit next to somebody on a bus, as you said, in rush hour when it's the only seat left because the person sitting near the empty seat just happens to be Aboriginal. So it's those casual, subtle, invidious forms of racism that we may not realise we're perpetrating. But, the person on the other end, the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander person, is never in doubt.
Now, this isn't just sort of, as many sort of media commentators might say, PC gone mad. This is actually having a deleterious effect on the mental health of the people who are experiencing this.
Yeah, let me give you some facts. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are, they regularly experience racism. We know this from national surveys. More than 70% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians report that they've experienced 8 or more incidents of racial discrimination a year. That is a really significant number.
It's outrageous.
And what we know is that there's a very strong dose effect. So the more you're exposed to racial discrimination, the more likely that is going to have an impact on your mental health, your well-being, how you feel about yourself. Let's look at the facts. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are nearly 3 times more likely to be psychologically distressed than other Australians, and they're twice as likely to die by suicide than the rest of us. So, there is a correlation here, and this campaign is all about saying to Australians, non-Indigenous Australians between the ages of 25 and 44 is our target group, look, are you aware that these kinds of behaviours actually have a profound impact on people? You may not see yourself as racism, as a racist, as even discriminating against someone. But look, this is how it's perceived. This is how it's felt by the person on the receiving end. So check your behaviour. Educate yourself. We can change this. It starts with us. And we're encouraging people to engage with our campaign, jump on our website, create change in their school, create change at work, educate themselves, and also learn how to respond as a bystander if they see somebody else being subjected to racism.
Look, it seems shocking that people could possibly not realise that they're discriminating against someone. I mean, what are some of the checks and balances, just quickly, that people can put into place in their own behaviour?
So again, it's just, thinking about what you're doing. So, if you're, the campaign scenarios that people will hopefully see on their TVs or online over the next few weeks, there is a young woman sitting suited and booted in a corporate office being interviewed for a job, young Aboriginal woman. Things look like they're going really well. The campaign character, this invidious, invisible discriminator, leans into the white woman who's interviewing this young black woman and says, "You couldn't really trust her, could you?" Mm. And you can see the whole tone of the white woman's face change. And the young woman knows exactly what's going on. She just looks devastated. The other situation that we is reported to us regularly, and we developed this campaign hand in hand with Aboriginal people. We wanted these scenarios to be real, to be felt, to be regularly experienced. Another scenario is a young Aboriginal boy sitting in a public, in a shopping mall, and a guy sitting next to him, invisible discriminator, leans across and says, you don't really want to sit there, do you? And he just moves away. Again, it's these very, very subtle acts, this unconscious bias that we might hold within ourselves that we're asking people to become aware of and check.
Georgie, it's shocking stuff. If people want to learn a little bit more and get a little bit involved with the campaign, is there a website they can go to?
Look, absolutely. Beyondblue.org.au, or just Google Beyond Blue. You can see the campaign straight there on our homepage. You can click through, watch the ads, and actually watch the real life experiences. So we've the Aboriginal actors that we used in our campaign that filmed the ads for us. We also filmed them as real people talking about their everyday experiences as an Aboriginal person. And really, really, you know, terrible stories. So Greg, the guy who plays the actor of the man sitting on a bus and the white woman chooses not to sit next to him, even though it's the only seat left on the bus. He tells a story of, you know, not checking into a motel unless he had a white friend with him. Oh. Not actually going to a pub for years and years and years because he knew the looks he'd get, you know, the words that would be potentially thrown at him. You know, he said, I might even not have got served. So, you know, I really encourage people to jump on the website, have a look, and learn about the things that they can do to create the change.
Georgie, thanks so much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
No problem, Nick. Thanks so much for covering the story. It's really important.